You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my god, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex relationships and everything in between. For more information about sex with Emily,
sorry about that.
Rocking out here.
I apologize.
That's okay, man.
We already had some technical difficulties when trying to start the show, and I apologize.
Sometimes there's technical difficulties. What can you do?
You know, we try to plug in all these new things and hook you up with stuff.
I gotcha.
And
we gotta turn on Skype because we have a calling number that you can call in if you have any questions. Anything you want to share, questions, comments, advice that you need will change your sex life.
That's what screwed me up right now.
What?
The Skype pod up.
415-992-7392. That's what we got for you.
Got it.
Okay. Cool.
So what's up with you?
I'm really good. I found someone. My ex-boyfriend's going to watch my dog a few days a week. So we're going to do split custody.
What?
I feel really, really good about it. Yeah. We're going to do split custody. Not like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, but like whenever I need help. He took her for the last few days and he loves her and everything's good. And I feel like it's a big relief for me.
So he's trying to sleep with you?
No, he's not trying to sleep with me. We broke up years ago.
He's not?
I mean, sometimes.
I ain't gonna watch no
dog. He loves
dog
a dog. He loves, everyone loves her. Honey, she's
going
a
down
lovable
on me.
Little.
Sorry.
I don't go down on him. I mean, I have historically, but not lately. So, but no, he likes her because we're all friends, which we don't get. We're all friends. We're all buds. It's cool. It's cool.
Good.
Just gonna give him a blowjob if you watch the dog. No, I'm not going to. So yeah, today's show. I'll just tell you real quick. We're gonna be talking about this is awkward moments during sex part two. We got to part one last week. They're really good. Like awkward, weird things that happen during sex, and we're gonna talk about them. And we're gonna get to that in a little bit. And we've also got mail. Your emails, some topics are women orgasming too soon, the first time having sex, feeling asexual, and breast play. And I want to tell you about our Facebook event. Still going on. If you want 3 months free of Sex with Emily, all you have to do is like the Sex with Emily page. If you're already a fan of the page, you are still eligible. And one person will be sucked at every day randomly to win 3 months free membership, unless it's changed a little bit.
Not yet. We're going to change it soon. So we're trying to open it up where more people can.
Great. More people
get
can
free.
Get the 3 months. Because you love Sex with Emily every day. I'm just telling you. It's a Friends Benefits. You've become a Friends Benefits member. We're going to give that for free. But if you want to sign up right now and become a Friends Benefits member, you get the show every day. We will entertain your ass off. And we will give you the best sex information and the best relationship information out there that you need. And it's 15 cents a day. $4.95 a month. $4.95 a year. $49.95 a year. It's the best thing ever. Best money you've ever spent.
So what's going on in your life? What's up?
My life is good.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. And things are good. I've been really very overwhelmed lately, which is no surprise to anybody who knows me, which is boring. There's lots of things going on like that, like just trying to have all the balls in the air and write all my stuff and do all my things and produce all the shows. And it's really busy. It's hard to therefore this is been my MO. Like, I've always been that person who works really hard, so I think I should start prioritizing relationships more. Just try that out and see if it works. So, like, the guys I'm dating, like, maybe I should just, I'm always going to be working. I'll be a workaholic. I'll always have my show and whatever comes from the show and the brand and whatever. But I think, like, I realize I never prioritize being in a relationship because I always thought and you're the same way. Once I figured out work and whatever, then I'll be in a relationship. Even though you've tried to be in a relationship. I just feel like maybe I should, like, try to be in a relationship with one of these dudes. Just pick one.
Just pick one?
Yeah.
Well, be careful.
What do you mean?
Don't just randomly pick one.
No, one of the guys I'm dating.
Yeah. Just like.
Yeah. Might be fun. That's
really think it out.
In fact, that's what my friend told me. Well, she told me I should do that this morning. So I'm just regurgitating what she said. I haven't processed.
That's why you've been tripping out lately?
No, I've been tripping out lately just because. Just because I think there's a lot coming at me, emails, things to do, projects, very exciting. I'm not my forte. Like, I'm good at a lot of things, but like in my wheelhouse, not really like prioritization and figuring out what the most important thing to do is at that moment.
Well,
it's a little stressful, But things are good. I've got lots of fun stuff going on this week. Parties going on, a really fun party. Oh, and I'm going Oming this weekend, orgasmic meditation for all weekend. And
people are
going
to touch your vagina. Touch now, the guys you're dating, do they know about this Oming
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, they kind of know about it obliquely.
What are the thoughts on it?
They think it's cool.
Oh, I mean, what else are they?
What are they going to say? No, that sucks. Like, yeah. You're a sex with Emily. Like, this is what you do, you know? Yeah. Like, this is what you do. So I get my clitoris rubbed by strangers.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. I think they're all down with it. But there is a
I'm sure
part.
The strangers are.
That's it's not part
old,
of that. It's not
old creepers.
They're not old creepy people with ponytails. But I'm excited for it because there are so many interesting people that we meet in the sex space, in the relationship space on the show, who do a lot of interesting workshops and things. And I always say, oh my God, I'm totally going to do your workshop. Oh my God, I'm going to da-da-da. And I've like read their books and done their things, but actually
so where's this cult going to meet? What cabin?
In Tahoe, but not in Tahoe anymore. Now it's back in the city.
Oh, it's back in the city.
Yeah, so it's not in Tahoe anymore, which I kind of liked the
At least you can run back to your house.
It's true. I can still sleep at home. And then there's a big party that my friend's having, which I will not miss now on Friday night.
Sweet.
So it'll be fun. And
I'm going to be in Los Angeles on Friday. I'm going to miss the big party.
Oh, you wouldn't have come anyway. But it's going to be a really fun party.
That's cool.
Are you excited for the VMAs? Do you think you'll...
I am really excited for the VMAs.
You went last year, right?
No, I always go to the Grammys. Never been to VMAs. So this will be my...
You need like tickets inside and all that stuff? Or are you going to be backstage?
Tickets, I'm going to do all the red carpet coverage and like talk to the stars and stuff like that.
That's
but,
fun.
Yeah, and then they're working on getting my tickets for inside. So we'll see how it
goes.
And
you're going to go all weekend?
Which I don't really care about. I like doing the coverage and stuff like
that. You work hard.
And posting things online. Like I get more excited about being the first person to get some coverage up online before anybody else.
Which is like,
That's what I get hyped off of. I get excited.
Right.
Yeah.
You get turned on by that.
I get turned on. Yeah. Really want to have sex after I know that I posted photos of Nicki Minaj online before anybody else.
Really?
Do you? No, I like really get hyped. Yeah.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I'll help promote your stuff if you want. Yeah,
thank you.
I love doing that, you know. What else are you going to be doing this week?
This week.
You happy?
It's just a lot of, I'm really happy. I'm good.
Good.
I'm just, you know, I'm also just figuring everything out.
I want to figure it out with everybody. I'm constantly trying to figure it out. Right?
I had a friend of mine who I used to make fun of. She always she would always move to San Francisco, but every time she would date somebody in her old hometown, and then so she would end up moving back.
Right.
So just recently, she was back in the city for a couple months, and then I go, oh, so when do you fall in love again and move away? And she's like, I ain't going to do that, blah, blah. I'm single. I'm living it up in the city. She gets a boyfriend, and then she goes, you're going to hate me, but I'm moving. But not back home, like halfway in between the city.
Right.
I go, okay, fine. She's like, yeah, I'm going to move in with my boyfriend. That was just like a couple months ago. She hits me up today. I broke up with my boyfriend.
Oh, God. So she's moving back. It's so funny.
I don't know if she's moving back, but she...
There's so many relationship patterns that we constantly repeat over and over again. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? Like, we kind of talked about this the other day a little bit about, like, patterns and relationships and why people date certain people that they date and the whole, phase.
Well, I don't know if I can even ask you this question, but...
You can.
Maybe you can. Maybe can answer it in some kind of way. Is what kind of time period do you think it needs to be before you move in with somebody? Because you never lived with anybody.
I've never lived with anybody,
which is
really
insane.
I know, isn't that weird? And in fact, like I have one of the guys I'm dating is always like, "That's fucked up, Emily. Like, that's messed up. Like you're the one woman I know is never like you are. There are no women like you. Like I've never lived with a guy.
You got to keep your options open. That's why."
Dude, my options are open. They're like so open that they're too open, and then I need to close them up right now. I've got a lot of options.
Are you thinking that everyone's ragging on you about the way you live, and that's why?
Kind of. I mean, I've gone through all this transformation I've gone through this evolutionary process of my own psyche or whatever of trying to figure out what kind of relationship I want and what it looks like, which is why I started the show. If you're just joining us. You know, I started the show 6 years ago because I was seriously interested in relationships and dating and marriage and love and how you make a relationship work and how do you stay monogamous and challenging monogamy and all that stuff. And so I think I've gotten a lot more answers. I've gotten a lot more clearer over the last few years. I've interviewed hundreds of people. I've researched. I've read books. I've whatever. But I still think for me personally, I'm trying to figure out, yeah, how it looks. Like, do I want to be with one person? Do I want to be in the open relationship thing, which we don't know that that always works? And then do I want kids? That's another thing I have to talk about. Like, do I want kids? Do I want kids? I don't know. I love kids, love them. Where would they go? Like, I have a dog and I'm freaking out about walking the dog. Like, my mom's like, this is a good thing you don't have kids. I'm like, Mom, dogs are different though. I mean, kids, you like birth
them. At least
them.
You can keep them in one place. Dogs just jump around all over
exactly,
the place.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's different. My mom tried to surmise from my dog situation that maybe I shouldn't have kids. So there's all these questions that go through my head, but ultimately I just want to do this show.
I think you're getting pressure from other people. I rag on you all the time, just for fun.
Right.
I'm not serious.
Because you love me.
You can do whatever you want.
Thanks, honey. But you rag on me, but you think I'm getting pressure from other people. A little bit. I think I've always been had pressure from society. There's always that you should be married, you should have kids, you should settle down, you should be with one person, we should all be with one person, we should all be monogamous. And I just don't think those messages never made sense, ever made sense to me. So, but you still can't help that that's what everyone else in society is doing, is getting married, having kids, being monogamous. And so since it's something that I've always struggled with, it's just kind of like I'm getting to that point where it's like you just have to make decisions about the kids and about the marriage. And when I'm dating guys who don't want that, they want that and I don't, and then I got to break up with them.
And so you got to kick them to the curb.
Kick them to the curb and then figure out if that's what I want eventually. So I'm just, I'm just like everyone else trying to figure it out.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know exactly what you want.
I do. I just need to find.
But you just don't have time to date.
I don't have time to date.
And I don't really either.
And I just, I be a lot more choosy on who I get in a relationship with. That's
right.
All.
Yeah.
I would love to be in a relationship, but I just learned over the years, you got to be really choosy on who you're going to be in a relationship with.
Exactly. You don't want to make bad mistakes about people when you have to change the locks when you break up with them.
Yeah, and I don't want to waste my time, or
right
somebody
now,
else's time.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the thing, and that's harder. But the older you get, you know yourself better. The older you get, you know yourself better, and you don't. I think in my 20s, I would spend a lot of time with guys for 2 years. Even though I knew they weren't the right, but you have 2 years then. You're like, two years, whatever. But then you get older, and you're like, do I really want 2 years with this person? If I know after 2 minutes or 2 months that they're not right, you just kind of move through them quicker.
Yeah.
So there's that benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a news story that I want to share with you because we were talking about cheaters yesterday.
Yes.
And the day before. We're really on this new cheaters thing. And right when I was walking on my way here, I got a top 10 list of the cities where the most cheaters live.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So
so I have the list here. And I'm going to read them off to you. Number 10, Florida, Orlando.
Okay.
Number 9, Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
Number 8, Chicago, Illinois.
Wow.
Boston, Massachusetts, number 7.
Lots of drinking there.
6, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Huh. Shocking.
Number 5, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Really?
Really? I mean, probably this have nothing to do there.
I bet you they used...
What?
How do you find that out? What?
Salt Lake City, Utah, number 4.
The Mormons are cheating? I think if anything, the Mormons wouldn't cheat.
Yeah.
Okay. Top 10 most cheating cities. Okay.
Number 3. And I know a lot of cheaters in this state.
What state?
Phoenix, Arizona.
You do?
Yeah. I know quite a few cheaters.
You know quite a few cheaters? I wouldn't think you'd be friends with cheaters. You feel so anti-cheating.
I can't explain how I know these people.
Family. It's okay.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And number 1, Portland, Maine.
Portland, Maine? It's this big. How do you have the most?
Because they probably had nothing to do there. There's no options. Just
how do you get these? We're not in there, though. San Francisco's not cheaters because we don't commit. Because we're all, gay or whatever.
We're just all just banging. Why be in a relationship?
It is true that this city perpetuates the whole Peter Pan, never grow up thing.
Yeah.
All my friends are not all of them, but a lot of them are sort of living that perpetual childhood, which the verdict's still out on that, if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't think it's either or. It's just that San Francisco breeds a very unique set of people. Once we live here, they didn't breed me because I'm from Michigan, as you know. But I've lived here for so long that I've become sort of adopted to San Francisco.
All the wackiness of San Francisco.
So wacky. It's so crazy. I love it, though. I love it. I love all the things that I get to do here, like in all the parties and all the people and all the crazy stuff that my friends do. Like even Burning Man, which is
they're bad influence.
What? My friends?
Yeah.
Why?
You'd be in Michigan married with kids by now.
I should be in Michigan married driving an SUV with a big diamond on my ring right now with three children. That's exactly where I should be.
Yeah.
However, I took a veer off that path. But that's what's and I wonder, you know, I don't think my life would be so much easier. I'd probably be miserable.
Yeah.
And cheating.
You'd probably be divorced.
Although I don't cheat anymore, but I'm a reformed cheater, as I've often talked about on the show. Okay, so we can get to some sex in the news, but first we can get into the polls.
What's up with the polls?
Here's the polls. We put polls on our site twice a week. We want you to vote ASAP. Last week's poll was, what's your favorite sex position? Simple. Doggy. Okay, so reverse cowgirl was 7%. Missionary was 18%. Women on top, 35%. And doggy style, 40%.
Duh. It's all guys taking the polls.
I know.
Go to sexwithemily.com.
Doggy style, 40%. Guys love that. Because they can see your ass and they don't have to look at your face. Why?
Also, I mean, it's kind of less work, too, if you think about it. Other than the woman being on top, like you're able to have a lot more energy.
Right.
It's like you're not putting all the weight of your body on top of a woman or like trying to keep most of the weight up and then going to Pound Town.
Right, like going to Pound Town. Don't go to Pound Town.
The rabbit.
The rabbit, right.
The drill.
The rabbit, the power drill, the what's it called? The jackrabbit. Okay, our new poll is, what awkward moment do you experience the most in the bedroom?
What is it?
Because we are speaking about awkward moments today. Too drunk to get it up, orgasm issues, condom dilemmas, wardrobe malfunctions.
What do you
really?
Think?
Really? I want to know. What's the most awkward moments do you speak to happen to in the bedroom? Probably too drunk to get it up for you. No,
not me.
You get it up. Just
yeah,
kidding.
That doesn't
I'm
mean.
Sure. With you drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, drinking you like.
Who cares about wardrobe malfunction in the bedroom?
Well, like you can't get your bra off, your pants off.
That used to happen to me when I was younger.
Can't get that bra off, man. So hard.
What the hell?
I know.
Don't you just make it out Velcro or something? Just Velcro it.
They should, but then it'd be itchy and uncomfortable. But the bras are hard to get off. And then there's always that awkward moment. You're like, is he going to get it? Is he going to get it? Is he going to get it? Oh, God. Phew, he got
it. Do you get upset when they can't get it off?
No, not at all. Okay. Like maybe when you're younger, you do. Now I'm just like, here, you just do it. You just do it for them. You're like, it's fine. No, I don't get upset. I'm like, how do you know how my bra works? And some of my bras clip in the front. So how are you supposed to know that?
That's easy.
That's easy.
Yeah.
But how are you supposed to know? So you're fizzling back there, and I just want to be like, I'll do it. I'm fine. I'll do it. We don't get all caught up in that. Okay. So that's our latest poll. So go take our poll now on sexwithemily.com. And tomorrow we're not here, but we are playing a classic Sex with Emily show, an episode that you're going to really, really enjoy about a lot of different things.
And all the classic episodes are also available. I had somebody, I don't know where they were. I think it was on Facebook. That hit me up that wanted to find some of the classic episodes.
I know.
Yeah, so you go to sexwithemily.com. They're there.
They're there.
Classic There's a special
episodes.
Button, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all classic episodes from January of this year. We don't have anything previous, which we need to talk about.
Okay.
Those are all gone, but they're not gone. They're just not there anymore.
Okay.
But we're going to put them back up. Okay, and also, if you become a Friends with Benefits member, as we've been talking about, if you go to the site and you like keep clicking, you're like, oh, I really want to see that video, but you can't. It's because you're not a Friends with Benefits member. So another thing that you could do when you become a Friends with Benefits member is you get 30 minutes free of Fire TV, which is the F-Y-R-E TV. And when you sign up, and it's also if you've already become a Friends with Benefits member, you can still retroactively get that. So if you haven't yet, you have to register. But then right after you register and you have to put your credit card in, they will never charge you, but you got to do it. You launch the chat window and you tell them that you're with Sex with Emily, and then they'll give you your 30 minutes free and you can just go surf porn and go crazy on that stuff if you want. Do you want your 30 minutes free of Fire TV?
I just go to your house.
That's true. You never come over anymore.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so hard to get around now. I'm in the middle of not having a car. I just can't go anywhere. I take long walks.
Yeah. Do you take long walks on the beach?
No. Now the beaches here are so cold. I told you I've never been to a beach here.
Have you ever been to Stinson Beach?
No. There's Santa Cruz, California.
Right?
I mean, those are the closest beaches I've ever been to.
Do you like the beach?
I love the beach. Oh, actually, they kind of have beaches. There's a place called Half Moon Bay that's not too far away.
Half Moon Bay's not bad.
Go there, but everything else is just cold and miserable.
It's true. Stinson Beach was cold this weekend. I was there. It's like north of Marin. It's a beautiful beach. Like, you drive over the Golden Gate Bridge, and there's all these switchbacks. You drive for an hour, and you get there, and it was 58 degrees.
Nice.
In summer. But I have a poll about America's cities as well.
Okay.
Your poll was the
top 10 cheaters.
Okay, I've got cities. America's sluttiest cities revealed.
I thought we did that. And
this is a new one.
Okay.
Yeah. This is another study on this. Is the think New York is the sluttiest city? Think again. Las Vegas? Keep guessing. A recent survey conducted by those clever Harvard alums at OkCupid, at an online dating site, OkCupid, ranked the Pacific Northwest hipster haven, a.k.a. Portland, Oregon, as the nation's naughtiest city when it comes to casual sex.
I thought San Francisco was number one.
Yeah, that was a different poll. Seattle, Washington, Denver, Colorado, and Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania also among the country's top 10 most promiscuous cities. Results were generated by tallying the users who list casual sex among the types of relationships they seek on OkCupid. So it's from OkCupid.
Okay.
So it doesn't necessarily mean.
It's whoever's going on their website.
Exactly. I got to tell you, everyone's going on OkCupid. I talked to someone last night. Everyone's like, I'm like, where are you dating? And they're like, OkCupid.
Yeah, I know only chicks that date on there.
Yeah. A lot of cute chicks date on there. You should go date on there. And the owner, excuse me, is going to be on the show in a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally.
Sweet.
Totally. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay, let's talk about Will and Jada. Pinkett, okay. Smith, separate.
You saw my tweet.
I'm shocked. We saw your tweet and it was breaking news.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know they were separating. They are always talking about, more than any other couple, except for maybe besides Sting, about how amazing their sex life is. And how they have sex all the time. And how they connect. And how they're so in love. And how they can't keep their hands off each other. What the hell is going on? Why are they breaking up? Not that sex is the only thing. But they're always talking about in these interviews that they're going to stay together. And they're going to be together forever. Do you know what happened?
There's
but it's not
really,
even conclusive yet, right?
Yeah, because right before we started the show, there was a report that his son tweeted out that it's not true. But if it's been out in the open since early this morning.
Okay.
Why hasn't Will Smith or Jada Pinkett come out? I'm sure they tweet.
Right.
Or there's some outlet that they can go to and say, hey, this is not true.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right, right, right.
Believe me, the entire country
is on the edge of your
already
seat.
Knows.
Right.
They've heard these rumors. And if they haven't, if it's not true, then they should come out and say it's not true.
Had you heard rumors before today?
No. Before today, it was they're the, they're the perfect couple.
Oh, they always talk about how happy they are. This bums me out.
That they broke up?
Kind of, for a second. It'll bum me out, but I'll be okay. We'll find more, though. Okay.
I'm definitely surprised, but I'm not bummed out.
I'm just surprised because we always report on the show couples whenever any celebrity couples talk about their sex life or their relationship, we tend to report on it because we are a celebrity-obsessed society and whatever. So they are oftentimes cited as talking about their amazing sex life, their connection. So
long do you give the Kim Kardashian wedding?
Oh, my God. People. We didn't even really talk about that yesterday, did we?
Kim Kardashian, no. And Chris Humphrey's wedding.
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah. What about you? They were known each other for 3 minutes before they got married, right?
I say 2 years.
I was going to say two, and then I said three.
Well, because they got to shoot a reality show.
So you think they just did it
for
the
little bit three. I'd say a little bit 3 years.
Are they
going to get
their own reality show?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Hello.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe 3 years. Because you got to do that. You got to do a season of that.
Right.
And then probably you'll get at least a second season. So that takes up a lot of time.
Right, right, right.
And then definitely won't get a third season.
Do you think she only got married, so it was more fodder for the show, or you think she really wanted to get married?
I don't think she cares about more getting more TV time or anything like that. I definitely don't. I don't see that. But I do think it was like, okay, her older sister had a baby.
Her younger
sister got married.
Yeah, that's going to be hard if you're like,
and there's all these the people say like she's really into attention, you know, and like everyone else is getting all this attention. Like her younger sister broke off and did her own reality show with her husband, and you know, and the other one gets all this attention because she has the baby and a crazy baby daddy.
Right.
So,
and she's with this guy though for like 5 minutes and they have a $20 million wedding.
Yeah,
her
but
her second wedding.
Yeah, her. Her sister, though, she only knew her husband for 30 days. And
really?
They got married.
And they're still together?
Yeah.
You know, love is not formulaic. It can happen anyway. It can happen after 10 days. It can happen after 10 years. Who knows?
Yeah.
Sometimes it never happens at all.
Oh,
no. Just kidding. It's totally happening. Marriage study says if you fight now, you will fight later. Think
what?
You and your betrothed will stop fighting once you tie the knot?
Hell no.
Think again. A new study suggests that married couples continue to argue throughout their relationship, almost as much as they did at the beginning. A survey was done of more than 2,000 married couples over the course of 20 years and found that those who bickered frequently in the beginning argued about as much often in the end, while those who enjoyed less conflict remained tranquil throughout. But don't be discouraged by these results. The study also indicates that discord isn't dangerous. In fact, it can be healthy. Sure, fighting can make your blood boil, but it also helps couples communicate their differences. So, but I think it's true. There have been a lot of studies on couples that looks at couples over years, and it's true. Like, what is there at the beginning will be there at the end. So if you fight a lot, but some couples like fighting. Like, some couples need that fighting to fuel other things.
I think women need that fighting. They love it.
Oh, I've never been a fighter.
Okay, I'm not saying all.
Right.
But,
and I'm not the typical, you know, that I'm not a typical woman.
But I mean, I just find a lot of my female friends and females, they need some kind of drama to
they
talk.
Need, they do it with the guy. They create the drama.
Maybe sometimes, yeah. Or maybe there is legitimately some drama in there. But some of it is just like they don't want to have a boring guy. They want to have something they can go, oh, he did this, he did that.
I know,
and oh, my God,
like that,
he's terrible.
That's just not
and,
who I am.
That's not who you are, but I'm saying
a lot of women are. And a lot of men are like that. Or a lot of men and women are attracted to each other who are both fighters. And they...
How many of your girlfriends are like, oh my God, I'm so in love. I love him. You know, the relationship's great, blah, blah, blah. They're drawn to the negative, right? Correct or not?
No, I think a lot of my friends are not drawn to the negative.
Okay, not your friends, but other women.
We won't
pinpoint your friends.
Other friends typically. Yeah, you talk about the negative when you're with your friends because that's how you process stuff. You're like, everything's good and great, but however, I hate the fact that he has too many boys' nights out, which is so lame. I'm like, have your boys' nights out. But a lot of couples fight over that.
Yeah.
For example, like the guy being more autonomous and not getting enough attention from him, and sure, but yes, people fight all the time about different things. Your girlfriends fight.
My girlfriends fight.
Your girlfriends that you've been in relationships, they're fighters, right?
Yeah, my last one.
Because you're frustrating to date.
I am kind of frustrating because I won't give you all my time.
Exactly.
And I don't
take
no
crap. Women just want to suck it all out of you.
I won't take no crap, but I won't sit there and argue with you either.
Right. So you're like, talk to the hand.
I go, I already said what I need to say. I don't need to drag it out anymore. So that's how I feel.
You're just harsh. And
how am I? Am I harsh or am I just being real?
She wants to have a dialogue with you about it.
This is how I feel. What more do you want me to say?
You just want to hear more about your feelings.
About what?
I want to know more about why you...
I expressed my feelings.
Yeah.
I don't understand why
but
I need
maybe
to...
Maybe she had some other issues that she wanted. She doesn't feel like she's heard by you.
We need to talk more.
And you have
more.
To reinforce these women in other ways. See, Menace, you're never going to be able to be there for them in the way that they want, but you have to learn to be there in other ways that translate, that make sense for them. That isn't what the typical thing is, but you still need to learn to be there with them in some way.
I'll
help you in your next relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Could Kate Gosselin be the next Bachelorette?
What? No.
Who would watch that? Seriously.
Kate Gosselin. Oh,
it
no.
It seems like Kate Gosselin's claim to fame, her family, maybe all she has left over this season of her show ends. She's a single mom. She didn't pull in the ratings. Her show has been canceled due to bad ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And she said...
Everyone thinks she's a biatch.
Yeah. Producer Mike Fleiss of Bachelor fame was asked if he would consider Gosselin. He said, sounds like perfect for the Bachelor pad. Mm-hmm. Who would want to marry Kate Gosselin with 8 kids? Could you imagine?
Hell no.
And then she's already like... Not like she's like this sweet, tender thing and has 8 kids. Like, she's kind of crazy.
I find... What's her name from Alaska more lovable than Kate Gosselin?
Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin.
Is her show still on or did they cancel it?
They canceled it.
They canceled it for like 5 minutes. She's not interested.
Well, it got canceled because of the shooting in Arizona. That was a big reason why it got canceled.
Right.
But it's funny because I say that she was more lovable than Kate Gosselin because Kate Gosselin made an appearance on that show.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, and Sarah Palin took her camping with her kids, and they go, yeah, you know, they went on some, like, they're out in the middle of the water, they're on some, like, kind of island, and Kate Gosselin's like, we're staying here overnight? And she's like, yeah, we're gonna, you know, camp with the kids, all this stuff. She's like... I can't do this.
Sarah Palin and Kate Gosselin got together
and hung out on an episode
with her 8 kids.
Yeah, Sarah Palin tried to take her camping, and then Kate Gosselin was such a
bizarre thing I've
such
ever heard.
A high maintenance biatch that she didn't want to stay out in the wilderness. She just left
camping.
Yeah,
she left all her kids. How did they even hook up? I don't even know. That's crazy. That would be actually that blows my mind.
Yeah. So Kate then, I mean, I'm not a huge Sarah Palin supporter. I just want to put that out there now. But if I had to choose. Between Kate Gosselin and Sarah Palin, I might have to go with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
If I had to choose.
If you had to choose, right. Yeah. Got it. But we'll choose neither. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get into some emails.
All right.
Some of the topics include today is weren't women orgasming too soon?
What's wrong with that?
Exactly. Jesus. The first time having sex, feeling asexual and breast play. Dear Emily, I'll start by saying your show is awesome. It's nice to have a show where people are so comfortable talking about sex and sexuality, as I wish more people were. It's very refreshing. So my main sex issue isn't my partner's fault, and it isn't the result of a lack of communication. My problem is that I tend to climax too easily, which I feel is unusual for a woman and is extremely frustrating. Minutes in, I've already orgasmed, and sometimes that's just during foreplay. Now, this wouldn't be so bad, but after I orgasm, I'm no longer in the mood. And usually it just stops feeling good. Sex would be so much more enjoyable if I wasn't constantly worried about climaxing too soon and just have to endure until my boyfriend is done, which also breeds unfair animosity towards my boyfriend when it feels like it takes forever before he's finished, even though it's my discomfort and lack of enjoyment that makes it feel like hours.
Stop making it about you.
I'm not sure why I don't ever have multiple orgasms at the first one, and I've tried just holding off to the best of my ability, but it's pretty difficult. I still enjoy sex, but I feel this is causing me to miss out on its full, amazing, glorious potential. I firmly believe sex should be 100% satisfying, not this 40-50 bullshit. Maybe you have some idea what I can do since I don't know where to start.
Oh,
thanks so much.
Oh, my God.
Mira from Camden, Maine.
So much negativity she has.
What do you mean? Well, she shouldn't. There's no problem here, Mira. Like, I think, first of all, amazing that you're able to orgasm. It doesn't sound like your boyfriend's frustrated with it, but you're having a lot of internal anger because you're like, I'm done and I just want to be done. And I think that any woman can learn to have a multiple orgasm, so they say. And I think that maybe you should spend some time alone practicing some more masturbation and start exploring your body more, because I think if you're able to have an orgasm that quickly, you should be able to train your body so you're able to have more orgasms during sex with your partner. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
But it's something that, like, a lot of women aren't that. Wait, if she already has it with him, right? She already has it when they're having sex. So it's not even like she has it before sex. I believe that you need to train yourself to have multiple orgasms. You can do that. There's like books you can buy, and like this oming retreat I'm going to. No, I mean, I think I'm going to learn a lot about this weekend. That try during masturbation, when you masturbate yourself, try to like have an orgasm again. There's like a slight refractory period. But if you learn how to move your body in a way to have them, then I think you can do that during intercourse as well.
Are you saying to go to adamandeve.com? I'm not trying to bring up our sponsor.
Bring up
at
a vibrator?
All.
Yeah.
But see, this is where I get a little touchy, because I don't want her to be only be able to orgasm with a vibrator now and then taking it away from.
She's luckily. Well, first, let's just talk about the good things here, Mira, is that you're able to have an orgasm during sex. You know that only 30% women are able to have orgasms during intercourse. That's amazing. Bringing in a sex toy is a great idea. I think that you should get like a bullet or the pocket rocket. Go to adamandeve.com. You get 50% off most items, 3 adult DVDs, free shipping, and a free gift. And you should buy a vibrator that's good to use during sex, because then you'll probably be able to have an orgasm no problem during intercourse if you just put on your clitoris. It's a great idea, Menace.
Yeah, but okay.
What's your conflict but she wants about toys?
My conflict about toys is that you're going to train your body to be able to only orgasm in that way.
Right. But she's already orgasming without it.
Yeah.
We're not,
but I'm just saying, I don't want her
concerned. Right.
Because you always take it, this is my feelings, that you always take it.
I love your feelings.
You always take it to the next level. Then you have the vibrator. Next thing you know, you have the horse cock, and then you have the dump truck, and then you're vacuum sealed in rubber. This is just my thoughts.
In a fuzzy,
it's like a gateway.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway vibrator to the next
thing. I think that she loves a vibrator. It's not. I think a vibrator and masturbating on your own and learning how to have multiple orgasms. There's like so much information about there.
Next thing you know, you need a 747 to fly into your vagina for you to get an orgasm.
Not necessarily true. But I believe you shouldn't be so hard on yourself either. And I think a lot of this is in your mind when you're thinking, you're like frustrated or whatever. But try to like breathing into the moment with your boyfriend, because it might naturally happen for you again. Because again, I'm going to say one more thing on this, is that a lot of times during sex, we tell ourselves messages like, I'm not going to orgasm again. I'm not going to orgasm again, because you already did and you never have. And then you think you're not going to. And then it becomes this whole mental thing, when really, like, if you just